obviously that was the focus of our season. More than anything else was to get back to the NCAA tournament, and that's been the chase since our first practice, and to try to get there. Obviously, winning the McNaughton Cup is special because you can win the McNaughton Cup, you can win a playoff title, you can get to a Frozen Four, and you can win a national title. I mean, those are the getting in the NCAA tournament. Those are four or five plums that you shoot for every season. Obviously, you're not going to get every one, but boy, you want to get as many as you possibly can. So we feel good that we were able to win the regular season title. Obviously disappointed that we didn't get a chance to play last Saturday, but certainly excited that we're back in the NCAA field and one of 16 teams that have a shot.
What kind of pressure was on this team to get back here?
I think there was a lot of pressure. I think that, the expectations, and we want to be there every year. And, we've been so close for a couple straight years, and the disappointment that follows it. I mean, as disappointed as the fans, our coaches and players are even more disappointed. And certainly our senior group, they didn't want to be one of the first classes to go through their time here and not play in an NCAA tournament. So, that's been the focus, and that's been the goal since the year began.
How special is it for your players to get back in a year when they can play at the X before home crowd?
Well, I think that's the icing. But the reality is, we can be playing in Barrow, Alaska, and be excited to go play. You want to be in the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's the big thing. And where you end up, obviously it was an extra caveat that it was going to be in St. Paul, knowing that if we got in, it was going to be in St. Paul. And, we'll have our share of fans there, but I'm sure there's going to be a few green fans cheering for the red team when we play on Saturday afternoon. And so it should be a good atmosphere. I don't know what the attendance will be. It obviously won't be like it was last weekend, but, you've been to plenty of regionals where, there's hardly anybody there, and it's almost a letdown because you go from the Final Five, the excitement and the passion of the fans to, almost a scrimmage situation.
Where is everybody? Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I think whether they're cheering for you or against you, you want to have, fans at the game.
When you go through a couple years, you don't get there, do you kind of reevaluate everything about the program? Do you change the off-season, different approaches?
Well, it's been a pretty successful formula over the years. And, for a couple of those years, it's not like we, fell off the map. We just were the next team out. I said a year ago at this time, I said after we got beat, had we won that weekend, we're in the NCAA tournament in the first round of the playoffs. I didn't think we were that far away. I knew we'd be getting Budish back. I knew we had our freshmen relied on. We were going to become sophomores. And I felt comfortable enough that heading into this year that, we had the ability to be playing in the NCAA tournament. And the guys did a great job of putting together a very, very good season.